you have a cat, again, that's up in a tree. You figure that the cat didn't fly into the tree. You figure he did what?
He climbed up the tree.
Yeah, okay. So you say that the cat must have...
climbed up.
Yeah. Would you ever say anything other than climbed there? The cat must have.
No, but watch the squirrels when I was cutting this wood down. It's really something. You know what? A squirrel jumped 50 feet.
Yeah.
From one tree to another.
Yeah.
And never fall. Right through the air. He's just about, and he holds his feet out as wings put in there. Well, of course that ain't the red. There's some gray fox or gray squirrels.
Is it, would you call it a fox squirrel, you say, or?
Well, the red ones are fox squirrels.
The red ones are fox squirrels.
And the gray ones are gray squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, and the cat will jump pretty far, too.
Yeah. We had my in-laws used to have this great big, huge cat, weighed about 25 pounds. That rascal would jump up to the top of the refrigerator. Spread off the floor.
Nice.
I didn't think he could do that.
He'd doodle his food on the table.
Well, that's right. That's what his favorite trick when was to get up and eat the, like they leave a bowl of cereal or something like that on the table and they hadn't fed the cat, they'd come out, you know, and the bowl of cereal would be gone. The cat would be sitting there. Look at his chest. I think we, you know, again, talked about this earlier. If somebody, say, falls in the water and he can't swim, you're afraid that he might get
drowned.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you bake a nice pie or something like this, or a bunch of cookies for a bake sale, and you got a little child that's hanging around sort of watching what's going on, and I will turn around and point to him and say, well, don't you even
touch him.
Yeah. okay. If maybe you're sitting around and you're real comfortable and maybe you'd like to have the newspaper there but it's not there, maybe you'd ask somebody if they'd
bring me the paper.
Okay. Let's see. We talked about this before. What would you call a sweet liquid that you'd put on a pudding or something like that? Do you have a name for that?
Ice cream?
No, sauce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, pudding sauce.
Okay. If maybe you had a big bottle of cold water you kept in the refrigerator and the fellow was out working real hard, came in, the bottle was down to here. You'd say, well, how many glasses of water have you
drank?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. What do you call the little, the small things you grow in the garden? They're red, and you a lot of times chop them up for salads and things like
radishes?
That. Radishes? Mm-hmm. What do you call the tops of radishes and other beet crop or root crops?
Greens.
Mm-hmm. If you have, if somebody really wants you to do something that you just don't want to do, and you finally get tired of being polite and say, well, I
just not going to do it.
Okay, or nobody's saying not going to, I'm going to, I just...
I won't do it.
Okay. Again, I'm sure we talked about this one in particular. The type of animals that really are bad for a farmer